This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Government to administer Virucil COVID-19 vaccines to people from 7th of April. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products and flash floods and landslides in Indonesia and East Timor kill 70 people. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parvat Gurung, said that the FM relay station of Radio Nepal, established at the Dolakha headquarters, Jarikot, has significantly helped in expanding the reach of radio in the hilly districts. Inaugurating the relay station, Minister Gurung said that the expansion of communication in Dolakha would also help in the promotion of tourism in the area. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said that Radio Nepal will be broadcasted on 100 MHz after establishing FM relay station in Jarikot. An elderly woman was killed when a fire burnt down her house at Bhimpheri Rural Municipality in Makwanpur district this morning. The deceased has been identified as Hasta Maya Sintan. Police said a fire in a local forest at the rural municipality, ward number 3, spread to and caught the house and cow seat of Sintan. Body of Sintan was sent to Hetauda Hospital for a post-mortem. Nepal government had decided to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to people from the 7th of April, which were received from the Chinese government under the grant assistance. Speaking at a press briefing organized at the Health Ministry, the Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam, informed that the anti-COVID-19 vaccine, Virucil, will be rolled out from the designated hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley. He further informed that the decision was made to vaccinate people involved in essential services, students studying under Chinese government scholarship schemes, and students preparing to pursue higher studies in China, and people associated with Trans-Himalayan Trail. A fire that engulfed the house of Hira Tamang of Tapli Rural Municipality 4, Than Pokhari, destroyed the property worth ₹1.5 million. According to District Police Office, the fire that spread from the shed on Sunday evening had also damaged the house of Tamang. Chief of District Police Office Bhim Prasad Dahal said the fire destroyed both house and shed along with clothes, grains and cash. Locals and police from Tapli Patar jointly took the fire under control. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has once again increased the price of petroleum products to be effective from Sunday midnight. The price of petrol has been increased by rupees 2 per litre. With this, the price of petrol is fixed rupees 120 per litre. Similarly, the NOC has increased price of diesel and kerosene oil by rupees 2 per litre. As per the new price, diesel and kerosene oil would be traded at rupees 103 per litre. However, price of LP cooking gas and aviation fuel remain unchanged. The NOC made this price adjustment as per the price list sent by the Indian Oil Corporation on 1st of April. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 71 people have died after flash floods and landslides hit Indonesia and East Timor on Sunday. Torrents and rain sparked widespread destruction in the Southeast Asian neighbors, with water from overflowing dams submerging thousands of homes. The affected area stretched from Flores Island in eastern Indonesia to East Timor. More than 40 people are still missing in Indonesia, and officials warned that they toll could rise further. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has offered his condolences and urged people to follow the advice from officials during extreme weather periods. India has reported a record rise in coronavirus infections, becoming only the second country after the United States to register more than 100,000 new cases in a day, as hospitals in its worst affected state are overrun by patients. The country's daily COVID-19 cases soared by more than 100,000 on Monday, the biggest such daily increases, data from the Health Ministry showed, taking the total to 12.6 million, the highest after the US and Brazil. Deaths jumped by 478, is still one of the lowest death rates in the world, raising the total to more than 165,000. India has recorded the most number of infections in the past week anywhere in the world. Jordan's former crown prince, Prince Hamza, has been liaising with foreign parties over a malicious plot to destabilize the country, the Jordanian deputy prime minister said. On Saturday, the military said it had issued a warning to the prince over actions targeting security and stability in the kingdom. Prince Hamza, King Abdullah II's half-brother, later said he was under house arrest. Several high-profile figures were detained. Deputy Prime Minister of Jordan said on Sunday the investigations had monitored interferences and communications with foreign parties over the right timing to destabilize Jordan. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but for wrapping up the headlines once again. Government to administer Verocell COVID-19 vaccines to people from 7th of April. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products, and flash floods and landslides in Indonesia and East Timor kill 70 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.